The combined meeting of the towns of Burnside and Lincoln was to end with a potential vote to sue the City of Independence for a questionable frac sand mine annexation, but instead, the town boards were presented with an offer from Texas-based Superior Silica Sands for annual payments of $25,000 over 20 years, as well as home value guarantees for certain residents. Company representative Anders Hellquist reminded the boards the mine is already there.
So this isn't a referendum on frac sand mining. It's who do you want to be the operator, Superior Silica Sands or Cameron Rail?
In order to avoid strict county regulations, Superior Silica convinced Independence to annex the mine, but before they could, they needed a thin strip of land through the towns. Superior Silica had asked the towns for their blessings, but didn't offer any money. The towns rejected the idea, and the annexation happened anyway. During public comment at last night's meeting, board members were urged not to sell out and to follow through challenging the annexation. With the last-minute deal offered by Superior Silica Sands, Lincoln Board Chair Jack Spearstra said they needed more time to decide.
This is our first time that our boards have actually been able to talk about even the litigation issue, and we literally just got an agreement from Superior, and there's a lot to digest.
Earlier this month, the state issued an opinion saying Lincoln and Burnside could sue the City of Independence for the annexation because the mine property didn't touch the city. They now have 35 days to go to court. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.